The latest UN data show over 1.5 million people have left Ukraine since the Russian military invaded. We've been in touch with one of them.
My name is Hassan Abuzanona. I moved to Ukraine to continue my studies at Lugansk University, and now I'm going out of Ukraine, which is bad little bit.
Hassan Abuzanuna moved to Dnipro, Ukraine in 2017, hoping to become a dermatologist. When the Russian invasion started, Hassan realized he needed to leave.
When the wars started in Ukraine, I was like the only one that's really not panicking, and I was really thinking for solution for people around, because I have some experience about the war, how it will start, how is everything is happening.
Hassan is Palestinian. He grew up in the Gaza Strip, where the cycle of war between Israel and Hamas pushed his family to flee. He moved to Yemen to study medicine. Then civil war plunged that country into crisis, and he fled again.
Having to escape war a third time, Hassan organized for a bus to drive over 700 miles to the border with Hungary for him and 50 other international students.
We are going from Dnipro to Hungary border, so we are facing a lot of problems here. There's a very panic situation here.
He sent us voice memos from other passengers along the way.
I had panic attack. I'm beginning to lose weight. I didn't sleep since the war began.
After over 20 hours, the bus arrived safely at the border. As the students waited for a train to cross into Hungary, the mood became much more relaxed.
And here is people waiting for the train to Hungary. And this girl saying hi to me, hi. Don't know why.
Last we heard from Hassan, he left Budapest and is now with his sister, who lives in the Netherlands. He says he's glad to be safe and that he still has cause for hope.
I believe that always there is good in people, but what we live now, the situation of wars all around you, bad things, bad energy. So we need just to give more to make people believe that there is still a lot of good people around, you know? That's what gives me hope.
But Hassan's next steps still remain unclear.
I don't know after what I will do. Because, you know, like all my life is in Ukraine. I've studied here, I'm doing a specialty. So I don't know what to do after.
From past experience, he knows that leaving Ukraine is just the start of his journey.